There are primary elections in New York State and Oklahoma today, as well as Florida. And that's where Republican governor and possible presidential candidate Ron DeSantis is running for re-election, and where incumbent Republican Senator Marco Rubio appears to be struggling to hold on to his seat. Steve Newborn is a reporter with WUSF in Florida. Hi, Steve.
Hi, glad to be here, Celeste.
Both DeSantis and Rubio are unopposed in today's primary, so let's begin with the Democrats. In the Democratic primary for governor, former Republican governor-turned-Democratic congressman Charlie Crist and Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried are battling it out. I wonder how much this Democratic primary is really about who can beat DeSantis.
Well, I think that is the whole thing is about that. The big thing here for the Democrats is to get enough name recognition to take on DeSantis, who has become this real powerhouse, which is interesting because 4 years ago when he was first elected, nobody really knew him, and he barely beat the Democrat challenger. So what we have here are two candidates who are trying to get through all that personality that we're hearing from DeSantis. So the establishment candidate is Charlie Crist. He's very well known in the state, kind of an old school politician, likes to shake your hand, pat you on the back. He's up against Nikki Fried. Now, she's the only statewide Democrat elected in Florida as the agriculture commissioner. As you know, the state has been trending more red lately. She doesn't have as much name recognition, but she has really latched onto the abortion issue. I mean, one of her ads shows Crist, when he was a Republican, calling himself pro-life.
Yeah.
So after this new 15-week abortion ban that DeSantis signed recently went into effect in Florida, she's really ramping up her persona as the only candidate who has always been pro-choice, the best choice to beat DeSantis in November.
So let's talk about that, how abortion is playing out in the race. DeSantis, as you mentioned, signed that 15-week abortion ban into law. His poll numbers have slipped a little since. Nikki Fried tweeted some remarks this morning.
We know that democracy is on this ballot, a women's right to choose is on this ballot, an affordability.
How do you see this playing out in the polls? How important is the issue of abortion for voters?
I think it's a really big motivator for the Democrats. It's getting people knocking on doors where they ordinarily wouldn't have. And on the Democratic side, this is the big issue. That and a lot of DeSantis's focus on the culture wars. He's taken on election laws, changed those. The treatment of transgendered people has come under scrutiny. Yeah. And he signed what's called the Stop Woke Act, which targeted businesses that do training that includes critical race theory. So the Democrats are really latching on to abortion as the one big issue they think can cut through all the fog of all the culture wars that are coming from the Republican side.
Okay, since DeSantis may not be in the ballot, but he's making his voice heard in elections today. He has endorsed more than 30 school board candidates across Florida. And as you mentioned, he's making parental control in schools a big issue. Here he is speaking at a rally in Sarasota this past weekend.
Parents and I think students and I think Floridians want our school system to be about educating kids, not indoctrinating kids.
How powerful is his endorsement for candidates like these school board candidates?
I mean, he filled a little Shriners Hall with about 1,000 people. It's overflowing the capacity. Mm. And he's also taking the unprecedented step of having a PAC, the Friends of Ron DeSantis. And he has written checks to a lot of school board candidates, including two there in Sarasota County alone. And this is really whipping up the crowd, targeting legislation limiting how race and gender and sexual orientation are discussed in schools. So this is a big issue for the Republicans right now.
So as we mentioned, one of Florida's Senate seats is on the ballot this fall, Marco Rubio unopposed on the Republican side. But Congresswoman Val Demings is leading in the primary field for the Democrats. What do you think in the end, if she wins the primary, as she's expected to, what do you think this race will boil down to?
Yeah, Val Demings has just token opposition for the Democratic nominee. Now, she's a former police chief, and so the law and order issues are really coming front and center. Even though Ruby doesn't have any competition in the Republican primaries, already airing ads, attacking her as woke, there's that word again, and attacking her as soft on crime and wanting to defund the police. Now, Demings is coming out saying this is nonsense. She has no desire to defund the police. So this is a really kind of an old-fashioned law and order campaign we're seeing here. It should be very interesting as we get closer to November.
Steve Newborn is a reporter with WUSF in Florida. Steve, thank you so much for your time.
Been a pleasure to be here.